it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka,
boom,
shakalaka,
boom,
shakalaka,
boom. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Tag. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're looking, they take us along for the ride each and every day. You know how it is. It's all about radio on the go. You get the ride, you go, 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 go. Yes, indeed. And whether it's a device, whether it's a platform, no matter what it is, it's all about the radio on the go. Nobody better to talk to you about it than the man who's on the go himself all the time, Mr. Joe Spano.
I'd love to sit this still, but I can't. So if I want to listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network while I'm in motion, there are a number of ways that I can do it, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that, a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, let us not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you're serving this country, no matter where you are, whether it's domestic, whether it's overseas, we're very happy and very proud to have you as a part of our family. And we hope you welcome us as part of yours.
Well said, Bob. Couldn't agree more. What a great sentiment. And, you know, next up, we'll set the table for this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. The focus is going to be NFL, NBA. Don't know if we're going to have any other surprises, but we do have a guest, and we'll detail that when we come back. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, BobBlack71, Sports Byline USA. We'll kick it off right after this.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. Like my buddy Angus Nelson once said, the paradox of marriage is that you are simultaneously the most important person in the world and you don't matter at all. On the one hand, of course, the world revolves around you. You're the one experiencing it. On the other hand, that's true for everybody. And we all know that too much focus on the self is how you get lonely. The trick is to remember this. You're just not that important. Look, your ego and your fears and your dreams of greatness, they're fine, but don't kid yourself that they matter in any universal sense. The way to actually be happy is to focus outside of that incessant internal striving. And if you're in a relationship, your new target is an easy one. Focus on your partner. Why not give her what she wants? It might actually get you out of your head for 5 minutes. I'm Eric Newton from The Together Show with your Match.com Together Minute. To check out our podcast, visit together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Late great Nick Charles bringing us back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and Mr. Joe Spano here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. What do you say we set this sucker up and start knocking them down?
We'll do that, Bob. Obviously, this Fat Tuesday edition of The Attack, the focus in the early going is going to be the NFL. There were major contract extensions signed between one of the very best wide receivers in the game and his team. That same team put an exclusive rights franchise tag on one of its on its stud running back. There's all kinds of franchise tags that have been extended out there, and you know, all of this coming in advance of the deadline, which is Wednesday, I believe, at 9 p.m. is the deadline to put a franchise tag on a player. So we'll get you all the latest NFL news as it relates to contract extensions, franchise tags being extended, being placed on players, and just all the news around the NFL. And once we're done with the NFL, we'll roll out of the NFL and get to the latest NBA news as, you know, post-trade deadline, there continues to be a flurry of activity in the buyout and free agent market that results from those buyouts. So we'll dive into all of that. That's pretty much the rundown here. And at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Sidney Torres, real estate mogul, will join us, and we'll talk about his new show, The Deed, which premieres tomorrow, March 1st. So we'll dive into that, take a break from all this hardcore sports talk, and have a little fun and talk a little business, a little real estate, and a little television with Sidney Torres.
Yeah, I'll see if he knows who Dave Del Dotto is.
Hey, have fun with that.
Yeah, absolutely. He was one of those 4 a.m. guys, you know, you want to make a fortune in real estate, just send me your money, I'll send you a book.
I always liked they used to have the Chinese guy or Asian guy with the I make money, you lazy American. And he'd be on at 4 in the morning. He'd be surrounded by like 20 gorgeous bikini models in this huge
house. Yacht.
Yes,
on a
and
yacht.
You'd have to send, and you'd have to buy a book. I don't know what his name was, and his English was terrible, I guess, which is what made it so funny. But
It was hilarious. The guy's name always stuck with me because he was literally, you know my background. It was one of those 4 a.m. guys. Mm-hmm. And you walked in the door, and if you flipped on the set for background noise, it was either him or Miss Cleo.
Or Ron Popeil or
the
Pocket Fisherman.
Ron got a better slot. That's how further up the food chain Ron Popeil was.
Made a lot of money with those pocket fishermen and rotisseries and, you know, set it and forget it and spray on hair and all kinds of things.
with the bonus knives.
Yes. There were more bonus knives than there were knives in the set with Uncle Schlarmy there is Uncle the Chef. Then his daughter was in it. And I'm like, okay, this is some commercial, boy, or some TV show. Because it was an infomercial, so it was supposed to be under the guise that it was a talk show of some kind.
with the studio audience. Wow.
Yes, wow. Say wow right now.
If you could have this, wouldn't you? Wow.
Look at it. It cuts a tomato. After cutting an aluminum can, because I'm going to do that with my knife.
A really hard tomato.
Yeah. Oh, God. Look at this. No squirt, no nothing. I said, well, tomato's plastic. It's plastic food. So.
Looks good on TV, though.
And there you go. So what do you say we start knocking some of this stuff down? And I guess the place to start would be in Pittsburgh with the Steelers.
You think?
Well, they kept their triplets intact, as it were. And they're going to take this opportunity to make a run at another Super Bowl while Roethlisberger is still young enough and healthy enough to be an elite quarterback. You know, we see Tom Brady, and he's truly ageless. I don't think Ben's going to be that kind of ageless with the volume of hits that he's taken over the years and the frequency with which he's injured and has to miss time. Yeah. You know, at 34 going on 35, you know, it's fairly near the end of the road for Ben. I don't think there's five more years of Roethlisberger, and I don't think you do either.
No, I mean, in a way, yes, in a way, no. I see his – I don't see any diminishing arm strength with him, Joe. And he's always had one of the cannon arms in the league. The question is, he just over the years has taken such a pounding, as much as any quarterback in the National Football League, to be completely honest about it. When they announced the signings yesterday, I was thinking about which quarterback in this time frame. And I'm looking at him, Philip Rivers, Eli, obviously, Brady – you know, throw Aaron Rodgers into the mix, Alex Smith. I was trying to think of any quarterback who has taken more of a pounding in that time frame than he has, and not necessarily even sacks, you know, because sometimes Ben is too tough for his own good, and I couldn't think of one. He's the guy that's taken the physical beating in this league more so than any other quarterback, and so, you know, Pittsburgh is putting it on the line with their triplets to make at least one more Super Bowl run, try to get back to the big game one more time. And, you know, as you know, when we talk about it all the time during the year, you make your picks, I make my pick. I thought it was their time last year. I thought they had just enough. Things conspired against when they got into the playoffs. They couldn't get it done. They obviously think they have a maybe three-year window to get back and get another Lombardi trophy. I happen to agree. I think they do, but it remains to be seen. But they're certainly financially tied to it.
Right. And you know, when you look at the landscape in the AFC, you can see why you'd really go for it in a major way this year. You know, and obviously you talk about this three-year window, and you always want to climb through this window while it's this window of opportunity while it's wide open before it closes on you. And that said, when you look at the landscape, particularly for 2017 in the AFC, obviously New England's New England. They're defending Super Bowl champions. They have maybe the best quarterback that's ever played the game and maybe the greatest coach that's ever coached the game. So they're always a real contender. But you look at, say, and let's bounce this around the league a little bit, then we'll open up discussion as we move forward. But you look around, you look at the rest of the AFC. The Dolphins made the playoffs. The Jets are going to rebuild based on what they're doing. And
Buffalo.
And Buffalo doesn't even have a quarterback, so they have a long way to go. So outside of New England, do you really see a team in that AFC East that's ready to contend in a major way in 2017, including the Dolphins?
Absolutely not.
Right. You go to the South. Again, one of these years that division's going to turn it around. I don't know that they're quite there in 2017. You know, Houston still doesn't have a quarterback. Indy has nothing but a quarterback. Tennessee's on the fast track, but how soon do they get there? And Jacksonville's loads of potential, but they just fired their coach and brought in an entire new staff. So that AFC South maybe in 2018 is 100% ready for prime time, but not necessarily in 2017. Do we agree there?
Yes, we do.
All right, you head to the north, and outside of Pittsburgh, Cleveland's bad. Cincinnati is going in the wrong direction and had a down year, despite the fact that their quarterback played every game, so it doesn't bode well for their future. And Baltimore has a great defense, but they're very, very limited on offense. So when you look at that division outside of Baltimore, who's really going to push Pittsburgh to the limit in the north?
Yeah, I'll pause you right there. I do believe in Baltimore's ability to put enough around Flacco to get it done. I mean, it's been a work in progress. They got their Super Bowl. You know, they needed to pay the piper, as it were. They are starting to get to that point again. Let's see if they can get over the hump with it.
I get you. Yeah, so basically we found two real contenders thus far other than the Steelers in the AFC. And you head out west. The Raiders are definitely a real contender, but they are going to make some tweaks. Denver doesn't yet have a quarterback. San Diego's a long way away. Kansas City's pretty good, but they're just that, pretty good. So when you look at the landscape in the AFC all in all, and we'll pick it up right there in our next segment, the window of opportunity is as open as it's going to be in 2017, because outside of New England and Pittsburgh themselves, there's only two, maybe three real contenders for the AFC Championship. So this is a great time to go for it, because you could step through that window right now. And that's where we'll pick it up next there on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Papoon sounded like he needed to withdraw his teeth from the local bank. At Joe Spano, 56, at Bob Black, 71, and at the American Football Conference, which is where we left off going into the break.
Yeah, Bob, again, as I was saying, coming out of the last segment, as we're wrapping up that last segment, the opportunity and the window of opportunity is wide open in 2017 because outside of New England and Pittsburgh, there are really, in my mind right now, as we stand here, as we sit here on February 28th, there are probably only two other teams I see as true Super Bowl contenders out of the AFC, and that's Oakland. And that's maybe Baltimore if they surround Joe Flacco with weapons on offense. So if you're the Steelers, your quarterback is aging and has been beat up many times in his career, so you don't know how many more years he's going to have. You have that rare commodity of that true real deal number one receiver that makes all the other receiving weapons on your roster better. You lack some depth at receiver due to injuries and suspensions and all the other issues. You have to sign Antonio Brown. And, you know, Brown got that 4-year extension, which ends up netting him somewhere in the area of $60 plus million of new money. And it's $68 million 4 years as far as the extension, as far as the new money. And it makes Antonio Brown, who's perhaps the very best receiver in the game, now the highest paid player in the game as he averages a salary of $17 million per year.
Yeah, and well-deserved. I mean, as you said, you qualified it, of course, which is certainly understandable. Maybe the best wide receiver in the game. They obviously think he is as well, and they're paying him accordingly. You know, when I saw how they were putting everything together, because they did everything at the same time, Joe. They did the exclusive franchise, not just the franchise, but the exclusive franchise on Bell, so he can't talk to anybody. And locking down Brown like they did, this is all in. This is Jim Fossil. This is chips to the center of the table, and it won't cost Mike Tomlin his job should they not get there, because the Steelers are a very stable organization. But they, at the end of this 3-year window, 4-year window, they can end up taking the kind of hit that causes this organization to take a major step backwards once the money comes into play on the back end and Ben gets ready to step off the stage and the tires come off of Bell and all these things. So, I give credit to the organization, but beware, Pittsburgh fans, if they don't get there, you're going to pay the price in 3 or 4 years.
I think that's a very fair statement. But, you know, despite a lot of what we heard at the back end of the regular season and rolling through the playoffs about Antonio Brown, there was the whole Facebook Live saga. Mm-hmm. There was some carping coming out of the organization that he is a selfish, me-first player who doesn't necessarily put the team's needs ahead of his own personal gain. It seems that the Steelers realized that the true number one receiver that teams have to shade coverage towards, and the difference-making ability of Antonio Brown, coupled with the fact that he does show up every game, he plays hard, and he doesn't get in trouble off the field, they were willing to deal with some of the petulance mm-hmm. of Antonio Brown, and basically they locked him up for the rest of his prime years. Because I think when this contract's over, this extension's over, he'll be 32 years old. So they've basically locked him up for the balance of his prime years in concert with Ben, who basically they'll have locked up for the balance of his prime years. Right. And they have set up their receiving game. They have their quarterback in a quarterback-driven league. They have their number one difference-making receiver, and they'll build their receiver core around that. And then on the short term, they lock up Le'Veon Bell, as you said, with the exclusive rights franchise tag. Now, this one I get. I don't know if this is one of those where you're locking him up on the exclusive rights franchise tag in an effort to set in an effort to buy some time to give him a long-term deal, or because of some of Le'Veon Bell's off-the-field issues and the window being wide open right now, you don't try and negotiate the long-term right. deal that's more cap-friendly in 2017, and it's just a one-year situation for Le'Veon Bell, and then you see how it plays out from there. I'm not really sure. I do have a funny feeling that with Le'Veon Bell, he's going to be playing the 2017 season on this franchise tag, and then the Steelers are going to figure out what they want to do from there. Unfortunately for the Steelers, by doing that, they don't get to take advantage of what a multi-year deal would offer as far as Le'Veon Bell, in that you'd be able to make it a little bit more cap-friendly, mm-hmm. and you'd have an opportunity to address some of your other needs in free agency. Because with the way the Steelers have done this, and keeping Bell on that franchise tag, as I expect they will, it's not to do with his talent, but it's to do with his off-the-field issues and transgressions and how close he is to not being available to you for an extended period of time. So when I look at that, I think he's going to play on a franchise tag, and as a result, the Steelers are going to be pretty hamstrung as far as any further movement, because when you look at their roster, it is an extremely top-heavy group as far as how they pay people. So they're going to have to get some help in the draft to fortify things. But they have kept their big three offensively in place, and they're going to go for it in 2017 and then beyond from there, especially with Antonio Brown and Roethlisberger locked up.
Yeah, I think that's 100% accurate all the way around. And, you know, when you talk about Bell, you raise some good points there. And I'll throw into the mix, you never know when it's going to end for a running back. So to commit the long-term money in any way, shape, or form to Bell is where they hedge their bet a little bit. And I think as an organization, and this is where the business aspect of the National Football League comes through, they just flat out made their statement. Look, your off-the-field behavior and the issues we've had to deal with you comes into play on how we were deciding to approach what we were going to do with you. So you're going to get paid very, very well for a guy who does what you do at your particular position, but you're not going to have the right to go anywhere else, and nobody else is going to have the right to talk to you. We have taken that away from you. And he might not be happy about it, and I'm sure he's not, but he's going to be handsomely compensated for it, and at the end of the year, the Steelers will revisit it. You know, maybe he gets another suspension, Joe. You know, maybe you know, he gets hurt, whatever the circumstances are. But at least from that aspect of it, should that go down with him that way, they're not on the hook for any big-time money past this year. So, you know, it to me, I think they approached it exactly in the right way. And like I said, I'm sure he's not too thrilled about it, but he's going to have to deal with it. In that aspect of it, he made his own bed. And you're 100% right. Any help they get? Yeah, it's coming through the draft.
Because they're pretty well capped out. I think I think their available space is somewhere around $18 to $20 million, which can help them with some big pieces.
A little bit.
But they have some things to address. They're not going to get that major help. They're going to get some complimentary pieces and go after things in the draft. And don't be surprised if the Steelers draft another running back. You know, obviously, you know, with signing Bell to the franchise tag, you know, you've got almost $13 million tied up in a running back, and that doesn't happen, and that's a big cap hit. That's why in many cases where Le'Veon Bell without the off-the-field issues, you'd sign him to a multi-year deal, he'd get the huge dollars, but the hit in 2017 on the cap as far as your salary cap would be a lot friendlier. But again, as we've talked about, the risk is there. This is a great running back who at only 25, I don't think you worry about the wheels falling off for several years. But each and every year, he faces a suspension. Mm-hmm. He either fails a drug test or doesn't show up for one or gets arrested. And the next time he runs afoul of the NFL's, you know, substance abuse protocol, he's going to be off the field for a considerable amount of time. And it's hard to hitch your wagon to a guy like that. And by the way, as good as he is, they've had offensive success with him off the field with an aging D'Angelo Williams.
Right.
And it's success they don't have when Antonio Brown or Ben Roethlisberger are off the field. So as good as Bell is, he's a lot more replaceable part than the other two. But with this window of opportunity wide open, in particular in 2017, I guess you take the plunge, you lock him up for 1 year, you see if he's a good citizen, you see if he can continue to produce the way he did in 2016 when he was on the field, see what else happens in the draft as far as other running back pieces and things that you do, and then you revisit this situation and, you know, in the 2017, you know, in the 2018 offseason. And you see where you go with Le'Veon Bell. There are a lot of options out there for you at that point.
No question about it.
Well, we'll move on to some other teams that tendered franchise offers to players and what it will mean for those teams and these players. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Le'Veon Bell bringing us back to the attack. Yeah, maybe not. You know, Joe, one last thing on Bell before we move on. You know, and you raise a good point. At 25 years of age, you know, you're probably not too worried about the wheels coming off the bus, as it were. But, you know, the other aspect of it, too, running backs of all positions, if they lose a knee, well, you know, getting that burst back and being the kind of player that they were pre-injury is always a concern. So if you're going to hedge your bets, that's certainly the position to do it with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sure, if he loses his knee, I'll bet he'll find it.
Yeah, well, he'll find it. Whether or not he can AP it remains to be seen.
It's like that old routine between Foster Brooks and Dean Martin.
Yeah,
you know, I was on a plane and you know, they lost an engine. And don't worry, they'll find it.
Don't worry, they'll find it. Yeah.
But, you know, I totally understand this from all aspects. Brown gets the long-term deal because he's the solid citizen. And in today's NFL, he's actually the bigger impact player. And, you know, he you know, that there's your marriage with Ben. And there's your entire passing game. With Le'Veon Bell, again, such a special player, as he's a weapon both running the football and as a factor out of the backfield in the passing game. But, again, how far away is he from being, you know, Justin Blackmon?
Sure.
Right? And not being on the field. So don't kid yourself.
Great point.
You know, I don't want to hitch my wagon for that and be tied to this guy for years. So let's see him have one off season where he doesn't get in some kind of trouble. And then we'll go from there. So we'll play it out this year this way. It's not necessarily the most cap-friendly situation for us as it relates to his salary, but we'll deal with it. He'll be there, and we have an opportunity to take advantage of this open window in an AFC devoid of many great teams right now. We'll help ourselves through the draft. We'll take most of the rest of our available resources, tweak some things, improve some things. We're not going to get difference makers, but maybe if we hit the right red chip guys in free agency and put it all together, and who knows what can happen. We're as good as anybody. So I get it. You're right. At some point, you pay the piper. And, you know, they'll worry about 3 years from now, 3 years from now.
As
they
should.
If you get a championship, it's worth it. If you don't, well, then it's not. But fortunately for the Steelers, there's a lot of goodwill there, as they've had several championships over the last number of years, and they've been one of the most successful franchises going all the way back to the 70s.
Yep.
That said, we should move it around the league as a bunch of other guys got franchise tags. We'll start in New York with our New York Football Giants. JPP, for the second time, gets the franchise tag and has said that he does not want to play on the franchise tag. Well, if you know anything about the Giants, they are a team who signs you to the franchise tag to buy time in an effort to get a multi-year contract done. All indications are the two sides are not particularly close, but they do have until July, and that's plenty of time to get things done. And if I'm the Giants, you want to have those bookend pass rushers with Vernon and JPP. And JPP looked like the guy that he was, not before he blew his hand pieces of his hand off, but before the back injuries that he was dealing with. He was a truly dominant pass rusher the second half of the season, and his run defense, as always, was as stout as ever. And coupled with Olivier Vernon and that great trio of corners, that Giant team was very, very hard to throw the football on. They've got two terrific interior defensive linemen, one in Damon Snacks Harrison and a free agent in Jonathan Hankins that they have to deal with in some way. And they have some other issues they have to address. So I'm pretty confident based on the need to keep JPP as a premier pass rusher, the fact that he will not play, and you know he won't, on that franchise tag because he gets gloves at a discount. He's only got 7.5 fingers. Mm-hmm. Coupled with the fact that they need some more salary cap flexibility to address some other issues, I expect a multi-year deal to get worked out with a lot smaller cap hit in 2017 than the franchise tag. And that would put them in a position to bring back Jonathan Hankins and keep that entire starting front four intact, one that is very stout against the run, one that can push the pocket on the interior and allows those two stud defensive ends to go up and get after the quarterback, and will make that defense lethal. Also allows them to perhaps go get a guard in free agency to help solidify this offensive line, and will allow them in a free agent class that's pretty weak in tackles to address tackle in the draft, along with some other positions like tight end, maybe another running back, But I'm very confident that this is a buy time move by the Giants, and it's in an effort to secure a multi-year deal with JPP.
Yeah, I mean, I'm of the same opinion, but I'm not as confident that they're going to be able to bring back Hankins. And it depends on how the negotiations go with Paul at the very beginning of that, and I think it was the best thing you said, was that he is not happy and they're far apart. And I'm wondering whether or not there is enough time to get it done and not lose Hankins on the open market. I guess, Joe, they had to make a decision, and you and I were both impressed with the play of Olivier Vernon. He was good and very good because of the fact that JPP came back in a major way. You know, it's when you have those bookend pass rushers, as we've always discussed, it one enables the other. And they recognize that in the front office. Jerry Reese did. I guess that's where they put their priority, and I understand why they did it. You know, JPP, as we all know, is not necessarily the sharpest tool in the shed sometimes. And, you know, his conversation with Mike Garofalo, I love this, and I know you did too. I done proved it. There's not a guy like me doing it with 7.5 fingers. Well, there's nobody that blew their hand off with fireworks who's playing football right now, you Momo. You know, and I'm not as confident about them being able to retain Hankins unless things really start moving quickly. As you said, they have time. But if they do lose Hankins, he proved that he was really a first-rate player on the interior. They need to keep him rather than creating another hole. I'm hoping they're able to do it. I'm not as confident that they'll be able to as you are.
Well, you know, the intention, you'd like to get things done rather quickly so that you'd be in that position. I think you make a great point about the timeline. The timeline may preclude that, and they may have to go in another direction as far as defensive tackle. We'll see. But again, let's say they do lose Hankins, but they do renegotiate this deal and get a multi-year deal in place. It'll put them in a position to address some other needs in free agency, whether it's going and getting a guard, as there's several real good guards out there in free agency, and they will be hot commodities. But if you're the Giants, you know, you might be in a position where you can go out and get one of these guys because you need another guard opposite Justin Pugh. John Jerry's not going to get it done.
Right.
You know, and obviously if you have, you know, one of those guards that are out there in free agency, one of the marquee guys, along with a Justin Pugh and a Weston Richburg in the middle, the interior of your offensive line becomes very, very strong. It'll protect Eli up the middle, and you'll be able to run the football. You're going to have to use the draft to figure out what you're going to do, how you're going to fortify your tackle situation, because I don't see very many viable options. And if you focus your resources on guard and a defensive tackle, whether it's Jonathan Hankins or somebody else, I don't know how much more money you're going to handle everything else. And I think a lot of the focus of the Giants draft is going to be, you know, offensive tackles, a tight end or two
right,
who can stretch the field. They may even have to go wide receiver somewhere fairly early. They're going to need another running back to go with Paul Perkins, who they've given this job. So they have some things to address, depth at safety as well. Because as soon as the injury started to mount, they had some issues at safety. It is a team that is very close. And if they stay healthy next year and they can get something done with Paul early where they get some increased flexibility and can go grab some of these guys on in free agency that they need in what is a much stronger NFC than it is an AFC,
yeah,
the Giants would and could be one of those teams if all falls right. But they need to get to work on a multi-year deal with JPP. I think that's where they're headed. The concerns about the timeline that you brought up are very much warranted.
Yeah, I'm optimistic as you are. I you know, they've done a couple of things that over the last couple of years that have actually worked as opposed to falling flat. And they need another strong draft.
Yep. Jerry Reese, who's a guy I thought should have been fired. You know, this year, his past off season, his free agent acquisitions worked. He needs to be smart and makes a couple of other additional acquisitions that will help fill some more holes. And he needs to have a good draft. He can't have another one of those drafts that he has where 3 years down the road, his entire draft is not only not on the Giants, but out of the National Football League. He needs a good job. He needs to find a tight end. He needs to find a starting tackle. Maybe he needs to find another running back to go with Paul Perkins. He needs to find a safety. There's a bunch of things that he still needs to find. He needs to get this deal with JPP done rather quickly so that they can go out there in free agency with some more cap room and get a guard and maybe bring back a Jonathan Hankins before he finds someplace else. Or if they lose him, bring in a comparable type red chip defensive tackle opposite Damon Snacks Harrison. Maybe you fortify linebacker. There's things they need to do because as good as they were defensively, it wore down and they had some holes and some issues. And offensively, because of how bad that offensive line was and the fact that none of their tight ends evolved and none of their complementary receivers outside of Sterling Shepard helped Odell Beckham, it was an offense that struggled all year long and was never consistent. And they need more out of that offense if they're going to realize the potential we think they may have.
Yeah, it's a fair statement. And, I mean, you know, you talked about their struggles offensively. Well, let's be honest about it. A lot of it had to do with that offensive line. And if you look at offensive guard, there's really only two guys out there, Zeitler and T.J. Lang. And Lang's coming off hip surgery.
I like Zeitler a lot, and I'd like to see them go after him. And they actually have the money, even before a multi-year deal on JPP, to go after Zeitler. And that would solve a lot of problems. And he's still a young guard.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a young guard. You know, you put him as a bookend guard with Pugh and Richburg, the interior of their offensive line is set. If you can get a multi-year deal done in a reasonable time fashion, you can now probably address defensive tackle, whether it's Jonathan Hankins or he's already gone or somebody else that's out there. That's how you solve that problem. And then the draft is where you solve everything else and you go to war. That's the way it's going to be for the Giants. Let's see how it all works out. Let's see what the timeline is, because I think you made a great point. The timeline may be a key to a lot of all of this, Bob.
Yeah, distinct possibility. You know, and the things that you talked about that they need to address, it's, you know, it's dollars and cents. At least exploring that free agent market. Let's see what they can do. Get some things tied up. You know, this is what Jerry Reese gets the big bucks for. And it's at least with need, there's some depth in the areas in the draft that they could address it through the draft. But I'd like to see some of those free agents come to Big Blue.
Well said, Bob. I mean, you know, that's our take on the New York Giants and their tendering JPP, the franchise tag. There are other franchise tags tendered. Chandler Jones with Arizona. Talk about a team that is going for it now as age creeps all over their roster. And Melvin Ingram, tendered by the Los Angeles Chargers as they need pass rushers. We'll talk about those as we wrap up hour one and as we move along into hour two. It's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late.
You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, Joe, we're not going to have time to dive into anybody else's free agency in this hour, but you know, there are some decent interior players out there on the free agent market. You know, if you're looking at guys like Alan Branch, guys like, who's the guy from the Eagles that I was just looking at? Now, a couple of guys out there. You know, there's some interior help should the Giants lose Hankins that would be available in the free agent market that are some pretty decent players.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ideally for the Giants, you get the JPP stuff done quickly, and you have an opportunity. But it still may not be the way they go, just because, well, to be honest with you, you can't retain everybody.
Right.
So I don't know that that's a direction, but you made a good point about an Alan Branch. You know, there's guys out there.
Yeah, Benny Logan was the guy I was thinking of.
Okay. And I see he's out there. So there's some pieces. And if Hankins gets a big enough offer, the Giants may be forced to just pass on him. You know, and I think maybe offensive guard is where they go. There's guys like T.J. Lang. There's, you know, you mentioned Kevin Zeitler. You know, there's a few guys out there. There's not a ton, but there's a small handful of guards that can help you.
Chance
Walmart. And I think the Giants would be wise in looking at one of those guys and making an investment in one of the marquee names at the guard position. It would solidify the interior of that offensive line, and I think that would serve them well. Well, that's a wrap on hour one. One down, one to go. Hour two is next, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All I can do is speak from the heart and say what I want to do.
And that's what President Trump says he plans to do tonight when he gives his biggest speech since taking office, addressing a joint session of Congress.
Really terrific, I believe, health care plan coming out. We have to understand Obamacare has been a disaster. It's way out of control.
Trump also telling Fox and Friends this morning he'll advocate for a sharp boost in defense spending. He's expected to send his first budget proposal to lawmakers before the week is over.
It's anxiety provoking for the families in the school and for the students ultimately.
That's a rabbi at a Jewish day school in Maryland that received a threat yesterday, one of at least 20 more such threats called into centers in at least a dozen states yesterday. The fifth wave of such threats against Jewish institutions in just the past few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby-proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
He boycotted the president's inauguration. Now a well-known Democratic lawmaker might boycott something else, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Georgia Democrat John Lewis says he might skip Donald Trump's presidential address. Lewis skipped President Trump's inauguration after saying Trump was not a legitimate president. He tells the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he'll have an executive session with himself before deciding what to do.
Three people dead, two others hurt after a small plane crashes into a Riverside, California neighborhood. The accident destroys two houses. No one on the ground was injured.
Upon impact, the plane pretty much split apart.
That's the fire chief in Riverside saying the five people aboard the twin-engine Cessna were returning to San Jose after attending a cheerleading conference in Disneyland. Two women accused in the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother are expected to be formally charged with murder tomorrow. Reports are they thought they were taking part in a reality prank show. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A judge in Pennsylvania is refusing Bill Cosby's request to have his trial relocated. Sharon Reed has more on that story.
Cosby's sexual assault trial will not be moved out of Pennsylvania's Montgomery County, but Judge Stephen O'Neill did rule that jurors from outside that county will hear the case, and they will be sequestered. Cosby's lawyers had argued that the comedian could not get a fair trial in Montgomery County because his case has drawn too much media attention. The 79-year-old is facing three charges of aggravated indecent sexual assault after a former Temple University employee accused him of drugging and molesting her at his Philadelphia area home 13 years ago.
SpaceX is getting into the tourism travel business, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
Elon Musk says two tourists are paying for a trip around the moon next year. The SpaceX CEO says the tourists have already placed significant deposits for their trip with a crew. The company says the space flight will take place in late 2018 after a crew aboard a NASA Dragon 2 craft is sent to the International Space Station. Musk says the private mission would travel between 300 and 400,000 miles and would take about a week to complete the long loop around the moon and return to Earth.
And the sight of a baby dolphin in London was causing lots of excitement. Seen swimming in the Thames River on Sunday night, lots of folks took pictures before it headed off in the direction of the Tower Bridge. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
That sounds like fun to me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sidney Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. You know all about the affiliates. You know all about the platforms, various different ways we get it done for you on a day-in, day-out basis. But we got us a guest coming right out of the break, Joe.
We sure do, Bob. We got Sidney Torres, real estate mogul. And we're going to talk about the premiere of CNBC's The Deed on March 1st. And we'll bounce it around, talk about the show, talk about becoming a real estate mogul, and a whole lot more with Sidney Torres at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. Then we go back to the NFL. And before we finish up, we hit the latest NBA news. But we should probably let people know how they can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via their devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a list of live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, lots of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. You got the great apps downloadable to any device you can think of. So whether it's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, they're all great apps. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all those good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yep, no question about it. Happy, proud to be part of it. You know the drill. We love you guys. You hope you love us right back.
Let's set the table. Clear the deck. Sidney Torres, real estate mogul. Maybe we can learn a couple of things in our 10 minutes together. But we are going to talk about the premiere of CNBC's The Deed with Sidney Torres next here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. Like my buddy Angus Nelson once said, the paradox of marriage is that you are simultaneously the most important person in the world and you don't matter at all. On the one hand, of course, the world revolves around you. You're the one experiencing it. On the other hand, that's true for everybody. And we all know that too much focus on the self is how you get lonely. The trick is to remember this. You're just not that important. Look, your ego and your fears and your dreams of greatness, they're fine, but don't kid yourself that they matter in any universal sense. The way to actually be happy is to focus outside of that incessant internal striving. And if you're in a relationship, your new target is an easy one. Focus on your partner. Why not give her what she wants? It might actually get you out of your head for 5 minutes. I'm Eric Newton from The Together Show with your Match.com Together Minute. To check out our podcast, visit together.show. One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Sydney Torres. There's a new show premiering tomorrow on CNBC, The Deed. It's a docuseries, and it's about real estate. And Sydney and his big hanger join us now on The Attack.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Very happy to have you here. Joe Spano and Bob Black. I'm Bob Black, and it's nice to have you with us. I of all the things that I read about you leading up to this, and it looks like it's going to be a real interesting series, I love the conversation that took place between President Trump and your mom talking about the size of your hanger and the fact that it made you a very successful person.
Yeah, that came out this morning on Fox. It was an interesting interview, but even more interesting was the conversation between my mom and President-elect Trump.
You know, Sydney, let's talk a little bit about The Deed. And, you know, it's described as an unflinching look at how fortunes are made in what is an incredibly cutthroat world. The world of real estate flipping and development. So tell us a little bit about the program and give us some insight into exactly how hardcore, unpredictable, and cutthroat the world of real estate flipping and development really is.
Well, what's interesting is CNBC is a great network for financial information, and they really have wonderful shows out there that really shows the real side of business. And when I was presented to do this deal with CNBC, they said, look, we're not going to give you a script and tell you how we want to shoot this show. We want you to do what you do in every day, lending money to investees who can't get bank financing, who are struggling to get started in the real estate business. We want to see the real side of what does it take to become a real estate developer. And so when I started shooting the show 7 months ago, I'd show up on set and they would give me a list of who they wanted me to interview. And it would tell me what the property was, where it was located, you know, how much they think it's going to take to renovate. And every time I'd meet with these individuals, you know, they didn't do their homework. And so that was a big issue. And so what happens is when you don't do your homework and you're getting into the contracting world, there's change orders and there's, you know, people overpay for the property. So there's a lot of things people can learn on how to get into real estate and the things not to do and what to look out for if you want to become a house flipper.
Sydney, the first four episodes are in New Orleans. You're very heavily invested in New Orleans, where you grew up. You're emotionally invested there. You were there through Katrina, and you do a lot of good work down there, including not just real estate, but helping fight crime as well. It was that you're doing, having the beginning of the series start in New Orleans, or did the producers just see that as a natural fit?
I think, you know, the first season they wanted to do in New Orleans, and I think, you know, like as we move on, we'll do other areas. We'll move out of New Orleans because house flipping is, you know, whether you're doing it in New Orleans or you're doing it in San Francisco, you're doing it in New York, it's the same. You know, the area changes, the prices change, construction costs change, but overall, the day-to-day operation and learning how to get into the flipping world is the same. So I think that, you know, overall the CNBC wanted to do it here because this is where I'm working. But, you know, I've developed resorts in the Bahamas, the Cove, which is in the Bahamas. I've developed resorts through the Caribbean and other parts of the United States. So I think we'll move on in other areas and maybe even go out to San Francisco for one show.
Not a bad idea. There's plenty of distressed properties there in San Francisco.
There's a lot of similarities with architecture and stuff too, as San Fran and the French Quarter, New Orleans, as far as the old, you know, architecture that they have.
You know, and what I want to talk about, we're joined by Sidney Torres. He is a real estate mogul, and his show, The Deed, premieres tomorrow, March 1st, on CNBC. You know, they talk about, and again, I'm going back to the little 411 that we got in our email here about the unpredictable and cutthroat world of real estate. And sometimes when you get into big business, in order to be one of these one percenters and ultimate successes, you have to be a hard human being. Yet there seems to be another side of you, charitable works, rebuilding your community. Talk a little bit about the balance of being a hard-driven businessman who has to make tough decisions and at times is probably not the nicest guy in the world with doing great charitable works and having a big heart. Talk about that balancing act and how conflicting it can be sometimes to be this driven, successful, multimillionaire businessman.
That's great. I'd love to explain that because it's when I think about when I started, I didn't have the financial ability to donate and to do things. And really, at the time, I didn't have the ability to really to give up my time because I was so invested in trying to build my business. But what happened was a while back when I sold my resort in the Bahamas, the guy's a billionaire. He owns KOS Campground. And when we were doing the deal, and it was a large deal, he sat down with me, and we were talking about it. And he gives back to his college, and he gives back all the time. And he told me one of the great things he did when he started making money was giving back to what helped him get started in his life, what gave to him to help him give him the opportunity. And that clicked with me because I felt like, you know, it's true. New Orleans gave back to me at a time when I was struggling to get my career going. So my point is that when you're starting out, it's hard to give financially to organizations or to do certain things. And so what I say is that when you make it or when you start financially getting to a place where you can, I think it's very important and it feels good to be able to give back. I know it's difficult when you're starting out because you're trying to pay the bills. You're trying to, you know, get by every day to make payroll. But when you get to that place where you do have a little extra cash or a little extra time, doesn't always have to be money, it's important to give back to the place that helped you get started. And so I think that's so important to do. And I think that balances out the cutthroat side and makes you appreciate, you know, where you come from.
Sidney, we're going to try to keep you on schedule here, but one last one. I see that you haven't ruled out running for mayor. So talk a little bit about that and then give us the 411 on the show before we let you out the door.
So basically, you know, after I set up this crime app and we dropped crime by 45% through an app that was created, which there's now a show on Fox called the APB app. That's inspired from my true life story, the drama that comes on every Monday night. But that program that I set in place was something that the city of New Orleans really appreciated, and people started putting out, you ought to run for mayor, you ought to run for mayor. And it's something that the polls show very strongly that if it was today, even though the polls are a snapshot in today's time, shows that I could win. It's a serious decision that I have to make, and I really have to, from the bottom of my heart, know that I'm going to be there and commit 100% of myself to it. So I probably won't qualify until 15 to 20 minutes before the doors close. So it's a decision that will be made at the last minute, but I'm not ruling it out.
Well, we appreciate the time, and look, we want to keep you on schedule. So, you know, enjoy it. The premiere is tomorrow on CNBC. We're all looking forward to seeing it. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Sidney Torres here in the Attack, Joe. Interesting guy. You know, humble beginnings,
so.
And, you know, again, very, very loyal to his city of New Orleans.
And very much so, Bob. And again, it's interesting. He talked about CNBC and how, you know, they do a docuseries slash reality show, and it's not quite as scripted as a lot of others, because we all know reality television, there's very little reality a lot of times.
Right.
You know, I give you an example, porn stars. You know, a couple of things. Number one, because of, and this is something people don't realize, because of Nevada state law, you can't actually film the doings in a pawn shop. It's against the law. You
right.
couldn't film what goes on in a pawn shop. So what they have to do is set up a set that actually looks like the pawn shop. So the realities are they're not at work at all. They're filming a television show, which basically is a reenactment in many ways of their work.
Yeah, they do exterior shots of the actual business, and then they go on to the set.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Storage Wars and how they seated those lockers, and look what happened there. So, more often than not, reality television doesn't have much reality. This looks like it may have a little more reality to it, which should make it an interesting watch. Up next, we go back to the NFL, Bob. Franchise tags being handed out everywhere. We'll talk about it next, so keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
No question about it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. That was fun with Sidney Torres, Joe. I mean, the show I think is going to be good, but that APP show that they also have due to that app that he created down in New Orleans, I mean, that's actually a big-time deal. That got him a lot of national attention and maybe positions him for a run to actually be the mayor of New Orleans.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll come up anywhere in the show or if they'll keep that separate.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he certainly sounded like he was interested in it, but he also sounded like, I got to weigh how much money I'm going to be making here against whether or not I want to take a job as a Muni employee.
All right. Life in public service, always interesting.
Yep.
You know, for people that are truly successful, it is often a huge pay cut. So
yeah.
Just something to think about.
So sometimes if they're really successful, it's a huge pay gain, but it catches up with them.
Different kind of pay gain. Exactly right about that. What do you say we get back to a bunch of other guys who are going to be making a whole lot of money, and it's guys that have been tendered franchise tags in the National Football League, and we talked about JPP, we talked about everything the Steelers have done. We should probably talk about Arizona and Chandler Jones. And again, this one's much like the others that we've talked about. You know, it's a situation where the Cardinals need to win now. Their number one wide receiver is old. Their quarterback is old. Their window of opportunity is rapidly closing. And, you know, Chandler Jones showed that he was a very capable pass rusher. He's always shown to be a terrific football player. He had that one bizarre incident in the offseason before his final year in New England. And, well...
Right.
You know, Bill Belichick decided that he wasn't part of the Patriots' long-term plan, and he made that deal that sent Chandler Jones out to the desert. The Cardinals, obviously, with this terrific young pass rusher, have decided that he's part of their future. They've tendered him a franchise tag, and that'll keep in the plans, at least in the short term. I don't know if the Cardinals, with their win-now approach, I think they, like the Giants, are going to want to get Chandler Jones inked to a multi-year deal to give them some more cap flexibility so that they can add to their roster as they see their window of opportunity closing very quickly. And Steve Keim, their general manager, has made no bones about the fact that they're going to be very aggressive this offseason. And the best way to be able to do that in free agency would be to get Chandler Jones on a multi-year deal that's much more cap-friendly in 2017. You'll be able to go out and get a lot more assets with your money than if you keep him on a franchise tag.
Yeah, it's very accurate all the way around, and they're not dissimilar to the Giants in that aspect, as you said. You know, looking at this roster, Joe, the window is rapidly closing. You talked about Carson Palmer. You know, you look at Larry Fitzgerald, and on the surface, it looks like he hasn't gone backwards, 107 receptions for 1,023 yards. But those yards per reception, pal, 9.6 with a long of 32. That's not Larry Fitzgerald numbers. And watching him, the eyeball test, he's starting to slow up. He still has game left, but now it's a year-by-year basis with him. It's a year-by-year basis with Carson Palmer. As we've said many times, you never take the statements of any player after the National Football League season about retiring seriously until they had a time to rest up the body and cure all the aches and pains that ail them. But, you know, Carson's hitting the end of the line, too. They have a really good offensive line. They have good players on defense in certain positions, but they also have holes in certain positions. As you said, if their GM is as active as he said he's going to be, they're going to try to address it this one last time for a big run, and then they're going to be in rebuilding mode as well.
Yeah, very true. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they're able to get a multi-year deal locked up sooner as opposed to later, and that would give them an awful lot of flexibility It would give them more flexibility, and they'd be able to do some more things, Bob. If not, they're going to be limited in what they can do in this offseason as well. So that'll be something we'll be watching. Melvin Ingram tendered a franchise tag by the Los Angeles Chargers. And, you know, believe it or not, for a team as bad as they are, their salary cap situation's not good. So, again, you know, here's a young, terrific pass rusher. Get him on a multi-year deal so you can kind of solidify your cap situation and see what else you can do in free agency. I guess as far away as they are, they can be a little more judicious in free agency, but I would certainly think they would want to lock up a young and talented Melvin Ingram long-term.
You know, just a couple of years ago, their defense was one of the better unheralded ones in the National Football League, and they went south pretty quickly. Are they as bad as it appears on the surface, or is there hope there going forward?
Well, Gus Bradley takes over as the defensive coordinator, so they're going to go to a 4-3. So they're going to have to rework some personnel to make things fit and add some pieces. So it'll be an interesting watch, and they bring in Anthony Lynn as their head coach. And, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
We'll see. Yeah.
Exactly right. They got a couple of teams in front of them in that AFC that are pretty darn good. That they're looking up at in that AFC West in Oakland and in Kansas City and Denver. If they get a quarterback, they're going to be pretty good as well.
Yeah, and you know they've got an aging quarterback, and they're going to be playing in a soccer stadium.
There you go. Excellent. This is not a recipe for disaster in any way, shape, or form.
No.
That said, I guess the other story, I guess, is Eric Berry said he doesn't want to play on a franchise tag, and it looks like the Chiefs are working diligently to make Eric Berry the highest paid safety in football, and perhaps rightfully so. He is that good.
Yeah, he is. And they don't want to get into a PR nightmare with him either.
Right. You know, he is a sympathetic story, and he said he's not playing on a franchise tag. So figure it out, get it done. Again, you're always better served. He's a guy who long-term is part of your plans. Get the multi-year deal figured out. It's more bearable on your cap than year after year franchise tags. Franchise tag is about as uncap-friendly a deal as there is. It's why teams try and get away from it.
It's completely onerous financially. You know, and here's a guy who has earned it again. I mean, the story itself with him coming back, all nice, all great. Had he not produced on the field, we'd be talking about, yeah, okay, he still has an NFL career. It's a feel-good story. We're happy for the fact that he made it all the way back from cancer. But, you know, as much as the Kansas City family wishes him well, we are not going to be able to continue our relationship, blah, 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 blah. And they take out the full-page ad in the paper and the whole nine yards. This is a different kind of story. He performed at an elite level, arguably the best safety in football, you know, last year. So perhaps they can get it done. He wants to stay, but they're also in a little bit of a tricky situation because if there ends up being bad blood, there's no way the organization ends up looking good in this situation.
Right. It looks like they're going to get it done, which means they can tender the franchise tag to Dontari Poe and they can keep the core of that defense in place as they try and figure out how to replace some of the pass rushers on the fly.
Yeah.
And you say that it is a team that has the reputation for being able to get up after the quarterback, but the realities are Tamba Hali and Justin Houston are old and banged up, and D. Yep. Ford of those three pass rushers was the only one that consistently produced last year. So that is something they're going to need to look at. Again, it's a team that had an okay defense and an okay offense with an okay quarterback. They're a step behind a lot of the best and brightest in the National Football League. But they don't shoot themselves in the foot, which is why they get in the playoffs every year. But yeah, they're not really a threat. They're that NBA team that that wins 50 games every year, gets to the conference semifinals every year, and bows out quietly. That's what they are at this point.
They're the Philadelphia Eagle redo from 10 years ago.
Right, with the same coach, shocking.
And there you go.
But they jumped up once and got to the Super Bowl and almost won it, but so not to be. That said, do you see any other real significant stories around the National Football League, except the Combine is here?
Yep.
So, you know, put on your special Adidas cheetah print cleats and go win yourself an island. You know, they'll buy, if you can break Chris Johnson's 40-yard dash record at the combine, Adidas will buy you an island for up to $1 million. Right. Now, the island is probably undeveloped and uninhabited by anybody but you, so hopefully that speedy run will translate into a first-round pick, so that way you can put a house on your undeveloped island that you now own.
Yeah, and Fran Fraschillo will run some tape on you at some point. You'll be an international player.
There you go. International player with your own island. But you know what's funny? That's terrible. You know, as we kind of move off the NFL here and we move on to the NBA, and it was just interesting. It's completely off the page, but we're talking about all these teams and who's got what. Here's a team that I predicted they would be a surprise team of 2016, and they were, and that's the Tennessee Titans. They're going to be an even bigger surprise in 2017. You know, they were a 500 team. They've got $67 million in cap space, and they have two first-round picks and five of the top 100 picks in the upcoming NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math, people. In an AFC that is generally devoid outside of a select handful of teams of any great teams. You heard it here first on February 28th. Tennessee Titans will probably win the AFC South and may just make quite a charge through the AFC playoffs based on what they may be able to do this offseason. Just something to keep an eye on. We'll switch gears. We'll head to the NBA next there on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, one last one in the NFL. We have to talk about this one just briefly because it's a huge story. You know, if you're going to get drunk at a country club, the best getaway vehicle is not a golf cart. just as a general rule. David Perry gets arrested, the defensive lineman from the Colts, and he and his buddies, I guess they were heading to the parking lot, and he got out of a golf cart and hit somebody in the head who was expecting payment, and they got back into the cart and sped off, according to the story. So it must have been one hell of a golf cart.
Unbelievable.
And then he crashed into a gate. And yeah, Ellen Dorfman was actually there to hit him.
Oh, the damn gate jumped right out in front of me.
That was it. And Elon Nordgren was actually there to hit him when he got out of the golf cart.
And there you go. So that's a good little story. Make us laugh. As
golf cart.
Yeah, a golf cart. Golf cart. Golf cart. Unbelievable.
He might have thought he was going fast, too.
Yeah.
It's like those old people on those scooters.
Yeah.
You know, the motorized, you know.
Or yeah. Those complexes that ban cars and actually make you go around in a golf cart.
High-speed chase at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Get them. The O.J. chase all over again.
The cop's keeping up to us. Where's his car? He's not. He's running.
My battery's going to die. He's going to get me now. Carry the car.
A golf cart. And by the way, they got him for DUI.
He was driving.
He was driving the golf cart.
And there you go. You couldn't make this stuff up if
No.
What do you say we go to the NBA, Bob? And it looks like it's official now. Darren Williams, a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So they have solved their most pressing problem, which was the need for a backup point guard, another ball handler, and yet another guy to space the floor, shoot jump shots, and play well in the pick and roll, and they got just that.
Yep.
It's the right fit, bud.
It's the right fit.
Also looks like they're going to get Andrew Bogut. Mm-hmm. You know, he's negotiated his buyout with the 76ers, and it looks like it's fait accompli. He's going to end up going to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So LeBron gets his other wish. I don't know how much he'll play or how often, but they got their rim protector. You know, take it for what it is, but I guess the long and short of this is LeBron can now stop whining. He started whining right after the first of the year about what this team needed. His GM is truly one of the very best in all of basketball, knew what was needed, and was assessing the market. Unlike LeBron, who is the best player in sneakers, but not the best GM in sneakers, he let the best GM in a suit, or one of the very best GMs in a suit, do his job, assess the market, have some patience, and in many ways, the Cleveland Cavaliers end up being one of the true winners at the trade deadline, having not made a trade for over a month. They address their backup point guard need and get one of the very best backup point guards in the league in Darren Williams, who's also a perfect fit for what they want to do. And then they get a rim protector as an added bonus, who for the balance of the regular season, while Kevin Love is out rehabbing that knee injury, he can take on, in addition to that rim protector role, he can also take on that elbow passing role that Kevin Love has taken in that offense. So they increase their depth. It helps them through the regular season. They've added to their versatility. They've got different looks. If they're forced to play big, they can. So basically, when you look at this deal and you look at these deals and you look at what Cleveland did, it confirms again how good a GM David Griffin is.
Right.
It also confirms now that the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, who, as I said, they're one of the big winners at the trade deadline. They are now poised to move on to the NBA Finals, where they will stare at the Golden State Warriors. And despite all the great work that one of the other teams that I thought maybe was the biggest winner at the deadline, the Toronto Raptors, have done with the injury now to Kyle Lowry that will keep him out at least the balance of the regular season, the path just, coupled with these moves, the path just opened up again for the Cleveland Cavaliers. As I thought with the moves the Raptors made, they really closed some of the gap between them and the Cavaliers. And I really started to believe that the Eastern Conference Finals between the Raptors and the Cavaliers could be real interesting. I now have no such belief of a Cavaliers versus anybody Eastern Conference Finals being interesting. And I'm almost of the mindset that I can start watching meaningful NBA basketball again in June when the NBA Finals starts.
Yeah, it's a distinct possibility. But, you know, it evidently this thing with Lowry, this was not just one thing that caused this. This has been ongoing for a while with him, with these foreign bodies floating in his hand and his wrist. I'm surprised they didn't address that during the trade deadline. And also, you know, when you look at what goes on within the machinations, I guess they were waiting for guys to be bought out and waived. Joe, I'm looking right at Brandon Jennings to bring into that basketball team right away.
You know, they've got point. It's not an issue of not having point guards that can play. It's an issue you know, they don't have Kyle Lowry. I mean, he's their all-star and their best player. You know, they've got Corey Joseph. They've got Fred VanVleet. They've got DeLon Wright. So a volume of point guards that can hold the fort down, that's not really an issue. So I don't know that they need to bring in a Brandon Jennings. It's just an unfortunate set of circumstances, and there's really nothing they can do because there's nobody out there that's a replacement for Kyle Lowry and his, you know, 23 points a night and his 7 assists and his almost 5 rebounds. He's had an incredible year. And if it could have carried forward to the postseason, I was a real believer in this Raptors group. Unfortunately, they're hoping to have him ready for the playoffs. I don't know how it's all going to shake out for them. So I think this hurts them quite a bit. Corey Joseph is a very capable backup point guard, and again, one of the very best in the league, and he's a terrific defender. Let's see how he does with more minutes on an every-night basis, and if DeMar DeRozan can step up and elevate his game, and let's see if they have enough offensively without Kyle Lowry as far as ball movement and everything else. The one thing that won't suffer, this is a Raptors team that now can flat out defend with P.J. Tucker, with Serge Ibaka, with Valachunas, with Corey Joseph at the point guard spot. He's
no
an incredible defender. Damare Carroll is a terrific defender at the small forward spot as well. So the one thing they will continue to be able to do, and maybe they even do a little better until Lowry comes back, is defend. And, you know, I don't know that that's enough to make them a true contender as far as winning an NBA championship. But it's going to be an interesting watch. And they squeaked one out against the Knicks last night, 92-91, in what wasn't easy. Because I think at times they're going to be challenged to score without Kyle Lowry.
Well, and that's also the reason why I bring Jennings in, Joe. Because the guys you mentioned behind Corey Joseph, and I agree with you 100% about Joseph, really unproven commodities. Not any level of, I want to put my second unit in their hands, to be perfectly honest about it. Jennings, if nothing else, when you go to the second unit, can score from that position and will give you that advantage on second unit teams many times. you know, he's not a difference maker as they thought he was going to be when he came into the league. But until Lowry comes back, I think he would be a much needed piece to put into that second unit and make sure they're still firing on all cylinders.
Okay. You're not going to get an argument from me. I don't know which direction they go, but definitely a possibility. And speaking of guards from the Knicks about to be bought out, it looks like the Knicks are about to buy out Derrick Rose, and I don't really understand this one. I guess your goal now is to develop all the young guys and every bit as important tank because you actually have your own first-round draft pick this year. Yeah. So maybe you could get deep enough into the lottery to get a difference-making point guard, because it's become abundantly clear, despite the numbers and some of the explosiveness coming back to Derrick Rose, his inability to defend anybody at the point guard position, and the fact that he can't shoot the three. And in today's NBA, if you can't shoot the three as a point guard, your effectiveness and the success of your team is going to be very, very fleeting. And I think that's what Phil Jackson and the Knicks noticed. And, you know, as a result, basically Phil's entire offseason retooling is a complete bust. And everybody gets on Phil about this. Oh, all the moves he made were terrible, terrible, terrible. And maybe I've become a Phil apologist, but I tend to find that the chain of events that was set into motion that caused all of this was not set into motion by Phil of his own accord. The fact that you sign, you know, you end up re-signing Carmelo Anthony forces a lot of these other things to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced if not forced to re-sign Carmelo Anthony, there is a Joakim Noah signing. There is a Derrick Rose trade. You know, I'm not sure any of these things happen. And
I don't
the Derrick Rose trade in and of itself is not terrible anyway.
No, absolutely not.
His contract expires and comes off the cap. You know, everybody says, well, you know, they gave up a pretty good center in Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez is a nice center on a good deal. But this kid, Billy Hernan Gomez, I actually like better, and he plays better with Porzingis. So the Rose deal in and of itself, you'll get the salary cap space. That's worth it right there. The Jennings deal was a 1-year deal. You know, you didn't contend, so you cut him loose. Joakim Noah was a terrible deal, and I think a lot of that was facilitated by the fact that, you know, Carmelo was re-signed and you had to compete now as opposed to bottoming out and developing people.
No question about it. And, you know, you can also see, and you saw it a little bit before the All-Star break and even since the All-Star break, the way that they're managing Porzingis, Joe, it was a mild ankle sprain, but they're holding him out. They are not taking a chance with this kid. They know he is exactly what they need for their future. Everything's going to be built around him. You mentioned, you know, Hernan Gomez. There are other young players on that roster that are going to be contributors to this Knick team down the line. The further down in the lottery they go, the better chance they have. Maybe they get one of those difference makers at the point guard position, and you go from there. And you're going to have cap room. Don't give up on Phil and the Knicks yet. They give them one more year. I promise you, give them one more year.
Well, I've given up on Jim Dolan, but I haven't given up on Phil Jackson.
That's a fait accompli. You know, one other thing before we hit the wall here, but you know, it's not a given that Andrew Bogut's going to end up with Cleveland. That was the ultimate story, but it looks like now he's looking at three or four other teams, and if I'm the Boston Celtics, I'd definitely get involved.
Right. I had heard that the Cavaliers were fait accompli, and they had, I guess they made a more compelling case because it certainly wasn't about the most money or the biggest opportunity. So we'll find out. We'll keep watching. We'll tie a bow around it next. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, as buyouts are happening in the NBA, we've been talking about it a lot. You know, Deron Williams going to Cleveland and 14 points last night, right off the bat, 7 rebounds off the bench. This is exactly what Cleveland needed. It's going to help all the way around. It's going to help Kyle Korver. It's going to help Kyrie Irving. It's going to take a little pressure off him. LeBron will get the ball where he needs to get it. But then there's Andrew Bogut. And, you know, again, I supposedly a fait accompli with Cleveland, but I'm not so sure. And here's why. Is there an opportunity to win there? Yeah. Is he going to get playing time? Not much. It's not a good fit. You know, Tristan Thompson is more athletic, gets up and down the court, plays the speed ball that they want to play. Yeah, Bogut could do that as he proved at Golden State, obviously. But the reality is he's a much better fit in Boston than he is in Cleveland. He'll be on the court more. Teams are collapsing down on Isaiah Thomas. And there is an inability now of anybody to be the focal point of the offense other than him. Now, great. Yeah, you know, he's a prolific scorer. He's a great player. There's no question. But there's such limitations on the Celtic offense in other areas that teams are just it's three-on-one basketball with him. If Bogut's there at the high post passing out and making the other teammates active, Horford can play his natural form more often. Not all the time, but more often. And perhaps be a little more involved in the offense because he hasn't. A lot of that is where he's playing. A lot of that is the fact he's wearing down. He's an undersized center. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Mr. Torres for coming on board, talking about his brand new show, The Deed. Check it out tomorrow on CNBC. For Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.